Let's talk a little bit about why this position is important and what you're hoping Dr. Sloan will do in this new position.
Dr. Sloan's position, it is a cornerstone of the foundation of our department in terms of how we're moving forward. We need to become a more data-based driven organization to ensure our efficiency and that we maximize the use of our resources. In essence, we have a ton of data and we're not utilizing it to forecast potential upcoming crimes so that we can put human beings where they need to be in a more proactive and efficient manner.
Can you explain a little bit where that data is coming from?
The majority funnel of the data that comes in is through our field offices out on the street that are responding to calls for service, you know, house breaks, robberies, shootings, stabbings, you know, larcenies, even overdoses. That information is all taken at the field level. And then what we really need, it's hanging in our system. We need someone to crunch those numbers up and digest them and then put them back out in a fashion that our commanders can look at and adjust their resources. There are other pieces of that data that we have not been looking at that Dr. Sloan has brought to our attention. For example, how does weather play into this with a variety of crime trends? There is other environmental factors that we have not been always considering. And that's what we hope that Dr. Sloan brings in with his discipline and his training.
Is this something that other departments, you looked into other departments and they have similar position, or are you kind of jumping out onto a new branch here as far as how you do policing?
So larger cities typically have moved on this front, you know, for a little bit now. For example, Boston has a team of crime analysts. I would suspect New York does as well. Camden, New Jersey, I believe, have just moved to a team of analysts. But cities of our size are moving towards this direction.
Is there a specific type of response you feel that your officers go to more than, say, others?
We do nearly 100,000 calls a year. So the tricky part of all that is a lot of volume and is trying to look into that volume to find the trends as they develop throughout the year, because they change, right? So sometimes there are segments of the year where we're seeing an increase in house breaks or car breaks or violent crime. So the trick and the challenge for Dr. Sloan is going to be to identify those trends at the beginning of its uptick, so then we can intervene and then level off that trend back down.
Has this prompted you to think about other devices or techniques that you might deploy with your officers in order to gather more information?
So we've been thinking about that prior to this position. Actually, we have been deploying a pretty proactive camera deployment throughout the city. So we're looking to put additional cameras up. And the placement of those cameras should be data-driven by where we're going to get the most bang for our buck, where these cameras need to be positioned, where the crimes are being either committed and the best routes of escape so that we can capture either the crime where it's taking place or the individuals either entering to the crime scene and then exiting the crime scene.
Thank you so much, Chief. I really appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate you taking your time and inviting us on your station to speak with your listeners.